This is Pastor Matthew Harrison, President of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. The LCMS operates the second largest parochial school system in the United States. What can you expect from a Lutheran Church Missouri Synod school? There's one race, the human race. And Jesus died for the sins of every man, woman, and child from every land and every nation. Life begins at conception. All life is precious from womb to tomb. And every student, parent, and teacher is created in the very image of God. There's right and wrong, and we know which is which from the Ten Commandments. There are only two sexes, male and female, He created them. Marriage is the lifelong union of one man and one woman. There's such a thing as objective, absolute truth, and it's found in the person and work of Jesus Christ and His Word. To find a Lutheran Church Missouri Synod school near you, visit lcms.org/schools.
Previous generations, by and large, got it right, that it's about family and marriage over career and money.
Which once again just teaches us one of the major laws of these podcasts. Politics is real. Religion, religious liberty, even the First Amendment, not so real.
Anytime the screen is on, talk time between parent and child goes down by 85%. Turn off your screens. Put your phones down. The iPad is not a pacifier.
On earth as it is in heaven, we pray that every time we pray the Lord's Prayer. And I think Jesus gave us that prayer to recognize that He is the link between heaven and earth. And wherever He is, those two things are joined together.
This is John in Michigan. And as a Lutheran high school teacher, I love listening to and using Issues Etc. in my classroom.
One of our country's founding documents lists as an inalienable right the pursuit of happiness. Now, happiness means different things to different people, but it is listed as one of our God-given rights. How does marriage and family fit into our pursuit of happiness? Many people would say it gets in the way, but the numbers tell a very, very different story. Greetings and welcome to Issues Etc. live on this Friday afternoon, March the 15th. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. Tim Gagline of Focus on the Family joins us to talk about marriage, family, career, and happiness. We'll spend some time with Pastor Chris Roseborough of Fighting for the Faith. This Week in Pop Christianity, an Easter sermon preached by Jesse Duplantis titled Sit on Your Problems. And then we'll round everything off today having a conversation with Pastor Jonathan Connor, part 23 of our series, Kids Have Questions. Tim Gagline is Vice President of Government and External Relations at Focus on the Family in Washington, D.C., formerly served as Deputy Director of the White House Office of Public Liaison for President George W. Bush. He's author of the book, Toward a More Perfect Union, The Moral and Cultural Case for Teaching the Great American Story, and a recent column for The Federalist titled Marriage and Family, Not Money and Career Are the Key to a Fulfilling Life. Tim, welcome back.
Todd, it's great to be with you.
What has taken the place of family in American life today?
Well, I think, Todd, what has happened is that bit by bit, over the past, say, 50 years, we have heard a kind of constant stream of rhetoric from secular elites that you can have it all, career, money, marriage, and family. And it seems to me that the result has been sadly the opposite. In other words, you cannot have it all. And two of these eventually trump the other two in taking up our very valuable time and energy. And increasingly, for many Americans, it has been money and career. And our society, and I think, Todd, we as individuals are suffering the consequences.
What did previous generations of Americans know about marriage and family that we seem to have forgotten today?
That's a great question. I think it's summed up by the late, great James Q. Wilson. He was a professor of government at Harvard University, and he wrote a very important book called The Marriage Problem. And I'm quoting him, Todd. He said, "It is not money, but the family that is the foundation of public life." he said that as it has become weaker, meaning the family, every structure built upon that foundation has become weaker. And I agree with Jim Wilson. In other words, we have to understand that previous generations, by and large, got it right, that it's about family and marriage over career and money. And I think that it's very important moving forward that we readopt those very important principles, because adults who are married with children report that their lives are far more meaningful compared with childless men and women who say their lives are sad. And indeed, every bit of data that we see confirms that that is the case.
Tell us about the decline of marriage.
Well, while lower income Americans have experienced the greatest breakdown in marriage, it seems to me that even those who are well off and college educated are getting married at later ages. For instance, the average age of those who are entering marriage now is 30 for men and 28 for women. And by historic averages, those are considered almost antiquated. And those who marry are having fewer children or no children because of career considerations that push back against that critical period of time, which is the typical age of childbearing. And so, Todd, the bottom line is that even if people are getting married, they are not having children or as many children. And meanwhile, the number of never marrieds continues to rise. And that, to me, is equally sobering.
Has there also then been a decline in childbirth?
There has indeed, and it's been dramatic. In fact, in the entire history of the United States, in that period of time where we have reliable data, we have never had lower fertility and lower marriage rates than now. And I think that these historically low marriage and fertility rates are creating substantial problems that in many quarters of America are new. In other words, the growing trend of people never getting married is resulting in greater social isolation and unhappiness. In fact, 12 years ago, the Pew Research Center reported that one in five adults, 25 and older, had never been married. And in comparison, back, say, in 1960, that figure was only one in nine adults over the age of 25. And so the same report found that 50% of American society felt it was fine for people not to prioritize getting married and having children, and we're seeing the result of that new prioritization now.
Talk about those results, the results of those declines in both marriage and childbirth.
Yeah, I'm glad you asked, because the overall marriage rate dropped by 60% during that relatively short period of time that I mentioned, less than 50 years. And over the past 20 plus years, the number of marriages has decreased from something like 2.3 million in 2000 to less than 2 million in 2021. And Todd, that's even though the total U.S. population has increased by 50 million in the same time frame. So the bottom line is the following. It's that the decreasing marriage rate has led to a spike in the percentage of people living alone. And the U.S. Census Bureau reports that something like almost 30% of all U.S. households now consists of only one person, whereas, say, in 1950, that percentage was almost 10%. So we are talking now about, and I'm saying almost, 46-47% of all American adults who are now reported to be single. That is a dramatic change.
What do we know about the correlation between marriage and overall happiness?
Well, I'll have to tell you, in reading books for a living, I have never read a more important book in the last decade than a new one called Getting Married by my friend Brad Wilcox at the University of Virginia. I love this book because he writes, Todd, about how this decrease in marriage is taking a toll on America's mental well-being. So in other words, this correlation you ask about between marriage and happiness is tangible. You can define it. And Brad Wilcox says that marital quality is far and away the top predictor that he has ever run across as a social scientist that equates the satisfaction in life to marriage and to children. And specifically, the odds that men and women say they are very happy with their lives, it's a staggering something like 550% higher for those who are very happily married compared with, say, peers who are not married or who are less than very happy in their marriages. So this correlation between strong, happy marriage and overall happiness is enormous, while the opposite is equally true.
So what have been the results of the focus on career and work to the detriment of marriage and family?
I think a record high mental isolation, a record high, if I may say, emotional hollowness. I think that the best research tells us that childless Americans are more likely to report that they live lonely lives and that their lives, Todd, are less likely to be meaningful and happy. And I think there's an addition here that I think that your listeners will find important because, again, good data says that about 60% of American men and women who do not have children say they are lonely some or most of the time, compared with almost 50% of married parents with children. So those adults who are married with children report that their lives are more meaningful, more fulfilling compared with childless men and women who say their lives are sad. And I think we need to take these data sets very important relative to contemporary life in America.
What are some public policies that could be put into place to encourage marriage and family?
I think here in Washington and in every single state capital, we have to incentivize childbearing and we have to incentivize marriage before childbearing as we look at the long-term impact of America's physical and mental health. And I believe very strongly that there are a host of national policies where we have that opportunity. I think we have to relook at child care. I think we have to relook at things like the child tax credit. I think we have to relook at incentives toward adoption. There are a host of things that government can do to incentivize marriage, family, parenting, human life. And I think that these kind of policies are really the best foot forward for the United States in the time in which we live.
Tim Gagelein is Vice President of Government and External Relations at Focus on the Family in Washington, D.C., formerly served as Deputy Director of the White House Office of Public Liaison for President George W. Bush. He's author of the book, Toward a More Perfect Union, The Moral and Cultural Case for Teaching the Great American Story, and a recent column for The Federalist titled, Marriage and Family, Not Money and Career, Are the Key to a Fulfilling Life. You can read it at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Talk on Demand Archives. Tim, thank you.
A real pleasure, Todd. Thank you so much.
We continue our series, Kids Have Questions, with Pastor Jonathan Connor right after the break.
This is Pastor Matthew Harrison, President of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. The LCMS operates the second largest parochial school system in the United States. What can you expect from a Lutheran Church Missouri Synod school? There's one race, the human race. And Jesus died for the sins of every man, woman, and child from every land and every nation. Life begins at conception. All life is precious from womb to tomb. And every student, parent, and teacher is created in the very image of God. There's right and wrong, and we know which is which from the Ten Commandments. There are only two sexes, male and female, He created them. Marriage is the lifelong union of one man and one woman. There's such a thing as objective, absolute truth, and it's found in the person and work of Jesus Christ and His Word. To find a Lutheran Church Missouri Synod school near you, visit lcms.org/schools.
Your lifeline to the Lutheran worldview. You're listening to Issues Etc.
They've met with the pastor week after week. He's taught them our precepts and Christ Jesus to seek. He shared the law of our God, which we strive to keep, the prayers, the creeds, and the sacraments deep. Now these young saints are right to partake in Christ's body and blood, all for His sake. A gift you are seeking to commemorate this? Ad Crucem has just what you won't want to miss. We've got icons, art, ornaments, jewelry, and more, greeting cards, crucifixes, posters, gifts galore. Your catechized friend will love what you give and treasure the gift all the days that they live.
America's tradition of liberty depends on having colleges and universities that equip young people for the responsibilities of freedom. At Concordia University Chicago, freedom is a pillar of our education. We prepare our students to live as free, self-governing citizens. I'm Dr. Rachel Ferguson, Director of the Free Enterprise Center at Concordia Chicago. I invite you to visit us. Discover what it means for freedom to become a pillar of your future. Learn more at cuchicago.edu.